from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number 2.
I'm done, bro. I'm going to go home right now.
Hanging out with you until noon, then D'Lo and Casey will take over. Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. That means it is the spinoff of the Insiders, the producers, still sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm going to try and get my Honda Civic to 300,000 miles.
Shout out to the Civic, bro.
Jiffy Lube's going to help me get there. Come on. Let's go. Man, I'm not bringing that conversation to the air.
That's fine.
Someone asked me Taco Bell or Del Taco. Jesse says
I'm like low-key irked right now, bro, because Victor Gutierrez in the chat is like, their burgers are solid. If I got to go to a Mexican restaurant, the burgers are solid, bro. Like,
he
no, I'm not doing
burgers
it.
Solid?
No, that's the thing, bro. No. Like, no.
I'm going to Del Taco. Oh, okay. What you want? You want burrito? You want taco? Yeah, let me get that burger.
Go get some real Mexican food. Like Taco Bell, fine. Like, go some hole in the wall spot. Don't go. Don't do that. If it's got a drive through, it's not for me either. As far as Mexican restaurants,
really?
Yeah, if it's got a drive through, I'm not. It's not for me. Like Taco Bell.
Adalberto's, you're out. El Forastero, you're out.
I can't do drive through.
Beto's.
It's just a little rule I have. It was passed down from my dad, but I believe in it too. I gotta sit down at the restaurant, bro. You can't be cooking my burrito in a drive-thru.
It's the same thing. They just give it to you in the car.
Nah, it's too fast, bro. It's too fast. Putting my tacos in there like it's a McChicken or something.
You go to the hole in the wall. You go to pick your favorite. What's your favorite hole in the wall Mexican spot?
In Modesto, San Jose, Taqueria. Taqueria, San Jose.
I'm gonna call it Taqueria. The San Jose Taqueria San Jose.
Yeah.
You pull up there. You're like, let me get carne asada burrito con todo. And they're like, yeah, I got you. Here you go. Here's your burrito. You take it. You sit down. You eat it.
Yeah.
In this exact same scenario, Taqueria San Jose has a drive-through window.
Don't do that. I think they have a drive-through window, but it doesn't.
Up.
They don't do it. Like, it's
you're
gonna
closed. Pull up. You're gonna pull up, and you're gonna go. I want that carne asada burrito con todo. They're gonna be like, "All right, great. Hang on 1 second." And they're gonna bring you the burrito. And instead of going to the table, you're just gonna eat it in your car. It's the same thing.
No, you just take it home at that point. But no, it's just it's the principality of it, Kyle. It's the principality.
I don't understand. Typically, I know, like when someone says, I'm not mad at what they that I didn't get invited. It's the principle. It's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. I get that. I don't get this.
That's fine.
You're gonna order from the same person off the same menu.
That's the thing. No,
they're gonna make the food at the same pace.
Mm-mm.
You're just eating it in a different location.
The taste quality is different. I don't know. It's different. It's different.
They're like, yeah, hey.
I don't want to throw restaurants out
give
there.
Give
like,
them the drive
through
carne. Hey, yeah, give them the drive through carne.
It's different.
From 6 days ago.
Oh. It's got to be. This is it's a principle of it.
I think that's how you know how Kenny can't say the. You know how Kenny isn't allowed to say meat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell him, just say carne, dog. That's your way around it.
But I'm not like the biggest fan of the Mexican food out here either.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll kill Modesto better?
Yeah, or no, better. You
mean,
not even close.
Oh, you mean in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Banzitos, they brought tacos the other day, and like that was the first time I was like, damn, it's a good taco.
I'm so jealous.
The carne salad tacos.
I did not realize, salute to Manny, by the way, who dropped off the Banzitos. I'd never had it, and I did not know that it was Banzitos.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was just like, no, yeah. I'm cool off that.
That was probably the first time in a while. Like I ate out here, I was like, yeah, this is good Mexican food.
Okay. I would like to, can we do this one time? Can I bring you to Brentwood Oakley? And can we try a couple of Mexican restaurants in Brentwood/Oakley?
I'm down.
So I can see if you co-sign these places or not?
I'm down.
Come on.
Yeah, we're out there.
All right. We're going to turn this into a social media thing.
Oh, yeah, we definitely.
Okay. All right. Very good. We'll get that on the calendar for sure. Where were we at? What were we talking about? We're talking about the Pelicans.
Memphis. We left off
Memphis. Oh, yeah. All right. Here's where I'm at. If Memphis is going to climb, so Oklahoma City, Denver, Minnesota, Dallas, Sacramento. Those are five playoff teams. Five teams I think are going to make the playoffs.
Mm.
Okay. Let's call the Pelicans six. I think if we're talking Memphis climbing the standings, they've got to pass Utah. That's light work. They'll pass Utah. They got to pass Houston. Memphis going to be better than Houston this year?
Yeah.
Houston 41-41 last season?
I'll take Memphis.
Jalen Green end of the year really came on?
I'll take Memphis.
Take a Memphis?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Houston will be better, but like I'll take Memphis.
They pass in Golden State. Golden State 46 wins last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're better this year or not.
I don't know. They were the 10 seed. I got to see it.
Yeah,
they got blown out in that play-in game too.
But that's exactly where this lands for me. Because after that it's Sacramento, New Orleans, Kings from mm-hmm. last year's standings. I don't think Memphis is passing the Kings.
No, yeah, I won't put them over right now.
Do they pass? I don't know if they even.
Memphis for me right now is.
I think they're playing.
I believe in them. I believe in them more than the Lakers, the Rockets, and the Warriors at this point. All those teams were playing teams, I believe, last year. I think Lakers might have been the seventh seed.
So we have those five. We have those five playoff teams. We'll call New Orleans the sixth playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
What's your 7 through 10 then?
7 through 10.
Memphis?
Memphis. Pelicans Lakers? Are the 6, right?
Yeah.
And the Suns are in there then, 7, 8. Pelicans, or there's
Memphis, Phoenix.
And the Suns, yeah.
Okay.
And then it's probably a mix. I'll throw Houston in there.
Houston. So then that 10 spot is Lakers-Warriors?
Lakers-Warriors, I think.
Hmm. That's, man.
Memphis is going to surprise some people. I think people forgot about them. You're going to have Marcus Smart and Ja in that backcourt. That's going to be solid. You have Desmond Bane. Like, they have players. Like, it's not just some I guess it was a lottery team now, but without Ja. But, like, they're going to surprise some people, I guess.
I think Memphis is going to go as far as... I'm with you on Ja, like, improving them pretty dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Memphis is going to come down to what does Zach Edey give you? And not to say that they need Zach Edey to be good to make the play-in or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if Zach Edey is giving them like 15 solid minutes a night where he's just disruptive as an interior defender and grabbing a couple extra rebounds, getting a couple of extra putbacks, and just in general being a force for 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then G.G. Jackson takes a leap as a secondary scorer, takes some of the load off Desmond Bane, then I think Memphis could be a real problem.
Yeah.
But you're relying on a 19-year-old and a rookie. And that's tough.
Yeah. I don't think they're... Like,
That's the hang-up for me.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be top four, but they'll be playing at least, I think.
Okay, yeah. I think I agree with that.
Possibly.
Because if we're calling... And we know in Sacramento that the West can fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
48 wins could be the 3 seed 1 year. It can be the... Let's see. 48 wins would have gotten the Kings the 7 seed this year. So we know this can fluctuate, but if we're basing it on last year's standings, Memphis would need to win 19 more games to be in the mix for the 9-10 seed.
I think they can do it because Marcus Smart missed a lot of games last year too.
Because look, Marcus Smart missed a bunch of games. And this is something James talked about yesterday. They were 27-55, but they punted a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were just kind of cooked by the end of the year. When Joe went down, I think it was over.
You want to jump on the bandwagon?
I fundamentally cannot, just because of my allegiances. I cannot be a Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah,
yeah, I cannot be a Grizzlies fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand that Ja is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to have him back and healthy and stuff. But I can't. I can't be on the Grizzlies bandwagon. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's too much.
I can't ride with you.
Too much history there?
Yeah, I can't ride with you. I'm sorry.
I get it.
Even though Dylan Brooks is gone and all that.
I get it.
No, I can't.
Yeah. That's how I feel about the 76ers. Like, just, they'll be good. But
76ers or Knicks, where are you more?
Knicks. Knicks by far.
By far?
By far.
By far?
There was low-key, like, I was talking mess or whatever all postseason. Was like, yeah, Knicks, whatever. They play the Celtics. Celtics didn't matter in 5 games. That was the one team's like, ugh. Hope we don't have to play them. Because it was literally, it was like, I was hoping the Pacers were going to take out the Knicks, because the Knicks would have been a much tougher matchup for the Celtics than the Pacers. Once the Pacers won, I was like, this is cashed. Whatever. They're going to the finals now. But the Knicks, like, the
you
Knicks.
You wanted
play
the
ball.
Knicks?
I know, I wanted the Pacers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted the Pacers. But the Knicks, yeah, I'm all in is a lot, but I, as far as who can give Boston a challenge and all that, it's by far the Knicks.
I think this is going to surprise some people because I make fun of the Nova Knicks thing a lot,
mm-hmm.
but only because of how much it comes up. I genuinely think it's a valuable thing.
Well, yeah, it's chemistry and all that stuff. Like, that stuff matters.
Yeah, I think that's something that. And you got Jalen Brunson taking $113 million less than he could have made next year.
I saw someone tweet, I guess they didn't teach economics at Villanova.
But also, if he's healthy and he can, the leap he can make on his next extension is just insane. So maybe that's what he's banking on, like the long term while sacrificing in the short term. I just want to know why De'Aaron Fox hasn't done that.
No, De'Aaron, you're joking, but PSA, De'Aaron Fox, get as much money as you can.
Get your money.
Yes.
Jalen Brunson messed
facts.
Up.
Yes, it's facts.
Jalen Brunson did it wrong.
The whole idea of Jalen Brunson to get 3 years, $300 million, or 4 years, $400 million, or whatever at 32 is insane. He's not getting that. Like, that is insane. Whoever talked him into that, you should be fired. Insane. Get your money. Yeah, fellas, they're going to give me a 4-year deal when I'm 32. Okay.
Can you imagine the Kings called De'Aaron and like, hey, did you see what Jalen Brunson did?
Oh
my God, I'd quit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get your money, players.
Get your bag. Because
you know,
every
these teams
time.
Are never going to do right by you.
All respect if that's what he wants to do,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to get his guys paid, and they're going to be able to keep this team together, and they think that's what it's, you know what? Salute. Good for you. That's your prerogative.
Yeah.
Get your money.
Because what is it? Is there a wink-wink deal? Oh, the Knicks told him, yeah, we'll have your extension for you ready when you're 32 or whatever.
Right, we'll do the Clay thing. Even if you get hurt, you'll get your max extension. Like, no.
And even when they play Clay, it's like, oh, maybe he's still Clay when he gets back. There was some hope
Right. Yeah, I was...
Insane.
Floored.
Insane.
Floored by that. Don, I see you on the line. Hang in there. We'll get to your call next. We got to hit a break now. Jesse Tapia is in for James Hamm. We'll continue talking about this. We got some NFL training camp stuff coming up. And the most insane ballpark food I've seen all year. We'll discuss that next as well. Jesse Tapia in the building for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. They're Jiffy Lube. They sponsor the show. It's the Insiders on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
ESPN 1320.
Hey, Charlie. Our boss is in the building. You can step up to this microphone if you would like.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air right now. We literally, you opened the door. You opened the door when we were coming back. Charlie, this show, this is, I had it pounded into me. Boss.
We just lost Jesse.
I'm gonna go grab the flag. Hold on.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's fair. That's on foul. I'll take it. It's on me. I got told at my last station repeatedly, like on track and doing this and doing that. And this is one of those shows that like on the I can feel the producer side of my radio brain being like, what is it like, get on track, you have but it's just off the rails. I've given up.
See, Jesse and I have a deal. Jesse can tell when I'm off the rails, so Jesse has the perfect right to me to say no, not today.
Sure.
I mean, and he will tell me that frequently. So anyway, I thought we were still in the break, so I was just going to tell you that when you were talking about cereal earlier today,
uh-huh.
and you said that almond milk was not real milk.
Yes.
I was delayed getting here today by a herd of almonds that was crossing the road
Stop.
On their way to being milked. So I that's all I had. So.
Stop. Thanks, Charlie.
Bro, you're suspended, by the way.
That
was low-key.
Double
like,
T?
Pete Rose. Like, I might just kick you out the league, bro.
It's my bad.
No, yeah, it is.
I'm so careful. I tiptoe around what I say so much.
Well, like now, yeah, like.
And I
like,
think it's because with Charlie, I just let my guard down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens.
Act like that's, you've been there before, huh?
Someone make a play. Don, you're on the insiders. Help me. Don, you're on with Jesse and Kyle. What's up?
How you fellas doing this morning?
Doing great.
This is cool. This is Big E tapping in with you.
Oh, Big E.
So, Big E?
Kyle, I heard everyone talking crazy about you, so I just came to gas you up over your first pitch tomorrow.
Man, let's go. Let's go, Big E. Preach. Come on. Big E, are you pulling up to the game?
You know what? I was looking at tickets. I plan to.
Come on. Let's go. Come say what's up when you're there, all right?
For sure. I'm going to need you to take the mound, turn the hat backwards, look at second like someone's going to steal, wave
Bet.
The catcher off, and then just gas it and laser it in there, man.
Bet.
Don't even worry about the people or anyone else.
Perfect.
Y'all have a good day.
No, it's perfect. Thanks, Big E.
Later, Big E.
Yeah, I think that's a move. Backwards.
That's the thing, too. Like, you got to have fun with it, too. Like, don't just go out there, throw the pitch. All right, I'm done. Like, look over the first one time.
So, so my buddy who works for the Giants, he does social media for the Giants. And I told him, I was like, I think I'm going to like ham it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, don't do that because then you're annoying.
Mm.
But I think maybe that's like a major league thing. Maybe at Triple A, I could get away with it.
Don't overdo it where you step off or whatever. And you're shaking
step
the catcher.
Off. Like,
you're shaking
catch,
the catcher
like,
off. Yeah, don't
get
do
my
all
pitch
that.
Calm.
Like, don't shake off the catcher and all that. But maybe, hey, take a little peek. What's going on? All right, let's go.
Okay. Like, let everybody know. Like, I know mm-hmm. the drill. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Have a little fun with it.
All right. Hey, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. It's Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, what are you going to be at the Rivercats game on Friday?
Oh, that'd be something.
I know. You know that's why I'm asking.
I'm a little afraid to fly. Call me chicken.
Just do it like Forrest Gump, Mitch. Run
I'm
over
afraid
here.
Afraid to fly, call me chicken. That's a bar, dude. Because chickens don't fly. But it's also like I'm chicken because I'm scared.
Yeah.
Dang, Mitch.
Mitch,
all right, I'm sorry. I'm taking over your call. What do you got?
No. I'm scared of that. You're talking about team. The West team is so good. Utah looks like they're going to be a team for the future. They grab a lot of number ones. Didn't they have three picks in the first round? Or maybe two. The kid from Duke should have been a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Cody Williams, who wanted to be on with the Kings. Isaiah Collier, who rightfully so should have left after 1 year, unlike Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid from Duke. It's going to be a tough battle. I'm still waiting for one more move by the Kings.
Yeah.
They're going to drag them the whole summer.
Do you think Utah is going to make the play-in tournament this year?
No, but they got three first-round talents. I mean, they're on their sure. way. Plus, they got a lot of first-round picks from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They got Minnesota to take Gobert for all those number one picks.
Perfect. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I'll buy Utah long term, but I'm not until they pick a direction.
Yeah, they don't.
Their roster just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Like they don't have a guy right now. Like Lauri Markkanen is not number one.
It's because their GM or president of basketball ops or whatever puts milk before his cereal.
Yep, weirdo.
That's the problem. The Kansas City Royals released a food item called Taste of the K Taco. Here's what this food item is. Follow me here. It is a hot dog wrapped in...
I think I take down three glizzies.
All right, relax.
Gosh, Lazy.
It is a hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla with barbecue brisket, French fries. That's not on the side. This is all within...
Yeah, I saw the picture
the
of it.
...the item. So imagine you make a quesadilla, but then you half it like a taco shell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go glizzy, and then you're going to go, and that quesadilla, by the way, is a cheeseburger quesadilla. Don't know what that means, but it's a thing. barbecue brisket, which I don't know. Is there any other kind of brisket? Like boiled brisket?
I don't know.
Barbecue brisket, French fries, lettuce, onions, sriracha Cracker Jacks, and something called 816 sauce, which I'm guessing is like a barbecue.
Maybe. It sounds disgusting.
I'm in.
Why?
Because.
That's trash, bro.
It sounds insane. And I want, but I need to, it's like putting your hand on the stove.
Get it. If you
know, you're young,
way.
you're see, a kid, you're a kid, and your mom's like, hey, don't touch that. Or your dad or your guardian or whoever is like, hey, don't touch that stove. And you're like, no, I'm going to do it.
See, no, I was a kid. All right, mom won't touch the stove. I'll take your word for it then.
Well, try it. It's exhilarating.
No, it's not. It hurts. It hurts every time.
Wait, waiter sets down the plate. Like, hey, careful. Hot plate. I'm like, how hot? Boop. Every time.
Nah, boom. I believe you.
Every time. Like, how hot is it? Oh, yep. Got. Sometimes I'm like, it's not hot. Get out of here.
We've gotten to a point where we're just throwing all kinds of stuff in food now. Like, we're putting hot Cheetos and burritos. We're throwing.
But the ballpark is the one place you can do this.
But this is not good, though.
If I pulled up to. Who's on the. Tom's Watch Bar. Love Tom's Watch Bar. If we pulled up to Tom's Watch Bar and the wonderful waiter or waitress pulled up and said, along with all the other wonderful customer service they do, they go, we have this new item, Taste of the K.A. Taco. And it is this abomination. I'd be like, gross. Send over some chicken wings and fried pickles and we're good. But if I go to a ball game, I'm like, let's see, what do I got? Okay, let's see. I got hot dog nachos, chicken tenders over there. What's that? Okay, little burger stand. What's that? The Taste of the K Taco.
Bro,
I'm in, dude.
You get that in the second inning and your stomach is just cashed the rest of the game.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Gosh, no.
It's a Royals game. I'm going to
go. It's probably as exciting as it'll get there, huh?
It's fine. The thing I would do, though, is if I was going to do this, it would not be a big beer day for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be like one light beer that I'm going to nurse because I've got this contraption trying to digest that. I think the thing I'm most interested in with this, though, is the Sriracha Cracker Jacks. That sounds kind of great.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No.
It sounds really good.
No, as your friend, I'm not going to let you do that. No, you're not going. No, I worked too damn hard on the ESPN 1320 airwaves for you to go out here and talk about the special K taco or whatever and how it's disgusting.
Hey, we got a Woj bomb?
Not a Woj bomb. Russ is going to Denver, I think. Russell Westbrook. Yeah, Woj said he agreed to a contract buyout with the Jazz, clearing the way to eventually join the Denver Nuggets.
With the Jazz?
Yeah.
He got traded to the Jazz? When did that happen?
I'm not sure.
Oh, the Clippers are sending Russell Westbrook in a second-round pick swap and cash to the Jazz in a sign-and-trade agreement for guard Chris Dunn. Jazz will buy him out. Then he'll go to Denver. Okay.
Shout out to Clippers getting Chris Dunn.
I like that for Denver. I like that for the Clippers, too.
I'm out on Russell Westbrook.
I don't think much more highly of the Clippers now. But I think Russell Westbrook is at a point where he'll accept a role. Just shot creator off the bench.
What? Shot creator?
Playmaker.
Yeah. Sure, he's still here.
And maybe not. Maybe he just mucks up their spacing and it's a disaster.
Michael Malone was saying they needed a backup for Jamal Murray, so I guess that's a plus for them.
Yeah, could he play the Bruce Brown role?
No, he's not that.
No?
He's not, no, like Bruce Brown is better. Like maybe he could play that role.
Yeah, play that role. But maybe it's more the Reggie Jackson role.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure about his impact at this point.
I don't think this changes my outlook for Denver at all.
No.
I just don't hate the signing.
You got a good backup point guard now.
Yeah. All right. I'm in on the Taste of the K Taco.
Nope.
I'm going to buy some Cracker Jacks. I'm going to get some Sriracha. I'm going to put them in a bag. I'm going to put the Sriracha in the bag.
The last show I ever do with you.
And I'll bring them in. We'll try them together. It'll be great. A little salty, a little sweet.
We need to get spicy. This ESPN 1320 food little channel going, though.
ESPN 1320 Eats?
Yeah, I think Jalen had it. I don't remember what he called it.
ESPN 1320?
That's what Jalen called it earlier.
ESPN?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like that. We didn't do good idea or bad idea. That's fine.
Bad idea, this taco.
Maybe we'll do it. That'll be one of them for sure. We got to hit a break. He's Jesse. I'm Kyle. Jesse in for James on the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in or out on the Eagles.
I'm in. They'll be good. Like, I don't know. I'm more in on them than the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
achieving
fair.
Postseason success is what I mean too.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I think Mike McCarthy is not it. And I'm shocked that the Cowboys kept him around. I just don't know. The Eagles' second half of last year was weird.
Yeah, the vibes were not great.
So I don't know if that was just a matter of...
Well, I feel like we were all waiting for that to happen too, though. Like, the Eagles did not... Like, they were 10-0, but it's not like, oh, they're just this amazing team. Like, we all were just kind of waiting for the fall off, and it happened.
Yeah, but it wasn't just a fall. They lost... They lost the one seed because they lost to the Cardinals at home.
True. It was a lot worse, maybe, than we anticipated.
Yeah, they got... They were not... The 49ers were not, whatever it was, 29 points better than them.
Uh-huh.
And they just got smoked at home. That was just a weird end of the year for them. But, man, you get Saquon over there. I know they lost Jason Kelce, but I think the Eagles are going to be good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think I'm in on the Eagles. But every year, every time we go through the NFL playoffs, and every year you go to prognosticate on the next season, they're like, okay, these are the teams that the division winners, wild card. Every year I wind up just picking the same teams that were in the playoffs because I'm like, well, I don't see this team falling off. But inevitably... You're going to have a couple of teams that underachieve. You're going to have a couple of injuries. And all of a sudden, out of the seven playoff teams, four of them are different.
Yeah.
But I see a path to both the Cowboys and the Eagles out of the NFC East. I see a path to both of them not being very good, where the Cowboys have the Dak contract thing and Mike McCarthy's just kind of lost the locker room and it's just a little bit of a mess and they're like 10-7.
Yeah.
And maybe they're a wild card team. Or maybe they go 8-9. But I think Dallas is too talented for that. And then with the Eagles, if the vibes are just bad with Sirianni and they just don't like him and they don't figure out their coordinator situation, maybe they just go 8-9. But I think both those teams are making the playoffs.
Yeah, I could see that. Dallas is a good regular season team.
Yeah. Aldrin J in the chatty house at youtube.com/ESPN1320. Aldrin J said he wants the 49ers to trade Brandon Ayuk because he hates the offseason drama.
All right.
If that, like,
that's dumb.
I don't want to call it dumb.
Well, not dumb. Like, you don't trade Brandon Ayuk because of the drama.
Yeah, if that's what you want as a fan, yeah. Like, sure. But then that should have been the take since the offseason started.
That don't make sense to me.
They're gonna, the longer this goes on, the more I think they're gonna re-sign him.
Yeah, I think they'll, yeah.
The trade request is so funny. It changes nothing.
Didn't Debo request a trade at one point?
Yeah, Debo requested a trade before the draft.
The 49ers literally do this every year with whoever they're trying to give an extension. It always leaks into training camp, and then they sign them, and then they're there.
This is where me and Aldrin J are simpatico. Mm-hmm. This sucks. As a person who has to create content about the team, it's great. I write something about Brandon Ayuk every day. It's easy.
Yeah.
But as a person who would like to see the team do well, it's annoying. It's like, bro, every other receiver's been signed except CD. You're not waiting on the CD contract to sign Brandon Ayuk. Just do it. And Nick Wagner, who was on the show yesterday, talked about how some of the timing is because when you guarantee money, it goes into this escrow account. It's this whole thing. So maybe that's part of it. But at the same time, is a Brandon Ayuk contract being done now versus in 2 weeks, what does that change?
Nothing.
Just literally go do nothing. It now. Do what are we deadlines
I'm not sure
for
what
action?
He's doing.
So you're gonna so because I think the Niners' whole thing is like, well, once he has to start missing training camp practices, he starts getting fined, and that's what's gonna bring him to the table and lower his offer. So you're gonna do all of this over a couple million bucks? That's what it is. That's what's happening here. It's just silly.
It's part of the game.
I asked the NFL Wire Network editors. So if you don't, I write for NinersWire.com. I'm the managing editor at that site. And Niners Wire is part of a network of sites under USA Today's sports media group. So it's all the teams have a Wire.com. And then there's like Touchdown Wire, which is the whole NFL. There's Draft Wire. It's a thing. Okay. So I hit up all of our editors, all our site editors, and I said, hey, if your team might be interested in Brandon Ayuk, send me a trade proposal. And my whole thing on this is if the Niners are going to trade Brandon Ayuk, they're going to get a piece back that helps them this year. And all the offers I got, the best offer I got was 2 second-round picks in 25 and 26. So the Broncos editors said Cortland Sutton and a pick for Brandon Ayuk in a pick, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have been Cortland Sutton and a third for Brandon Ayuk straight across, whatever it was. But it was a player who was included. Everything else is like day two draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, this is not... Obviously, these side editors are just kind of spitballing. But it's like, if that's what the offers are, I'll take the drama.
Yeah.
It's so much better than... Can you imagine if they traded him for a second-round pick next year?
Well, yeah, that's not going to work. And like, also, like, you want to work it out with Brandon Ayuk. He's the number one receiver. He's really good. Mm-hmm. Also, like, I don't know if people know that. It's not just a matter of, oh, yeah, let's trade him. Like, I don't buy into the whole, like, he's easily replaceable or whatever. I think he's a number one receiver. Like, he's really good.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Work it out. Whether that's him or whoever. Like, no, I'm not trading him.
I'm with you, dude.
Yeah.
I think he's... The Niners think he's not the number one guy. I've had people say to me that he's not the number one receiver. Debo had more total yards and more touchdowns. Like, all right. But Ayuk, over the next 5 years, is the number one receiver.
Exactly.
Scooter 916 in the chat brings up a great point. And this is the piece of this that is, I think, most important to me. Said, Bosa and Debo did not play well after the holdouts. I expect the same from Ayuk this season, and they can't afford to keep having this happen. That's it. That right there is it. If you know, you've seen this impact your players, your best players. You've seen this have a negative impact on them. And I know you can go to Bosa's pressure numbers and they were just as good. And okay, the sacks weren't there, but that stat's going to fluctuate and all that. Okay. But there is zero denying that for the first, 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Nick Bosa was not the same dude.
Yeah, no.
And that's because he didn't have an offseason. He was working out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure I think Nick Bosa probably exercises, but it's not like it's different working out at home and hitting a sled at home versus being in practice and working out going against Trent Williams.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can work out, but it's not the same.
Yeah. So he basically had to get an entire offseason in during the season, and he's ramping himself up during the season. That sucks. Deebo Samuel came in out of shape and just was not the same player in 2022. This happens. And now they have this Brandon Ayuk situation where he has been very open about, like, yeah, this is bothering me. This sucks. Mm. And okay, yeah, maybe he's out at a park wherever in Arizona or LA or the Bay Area and he's getting routes in. Maybe he's been at the Niners team facility working out, but he's not been at OTAs. He wasn't at mandatory minicamp. I don't think he's going to be at training camp, or at least the start of it.
And that's kind of like,
it's not worth it.
Yeah, like if I'm the 49ers, that's an issue if you end up caving and giving him the 30 mil, because it's like, all right, if you're going to do that, you should have did it, like you said, 2 weeks ago or whatever. That way he'd be ready for training camp. But it's, if you're sticking to your number, I get it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
It's more of an IU problem, I guess, at this point.
We all know, and I think the 49ers, it was the same thing with Bosa. And yeah, I'm not in these negotiations, so maybe there was like minutia of contract language that was being ironed out and hammered out, and there was a real sticking point in the like an injury guarantee or something like that. But everybody knew Nick Bosa was going to get the highest non-quarterback contract ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Give it to him. Everybody knows that Brandon Ayuk is going to be in the $28 million range. Maybe he's at 30 right now. Maybe the Niners are at 26. We all know that this is going to land somewhere in the 28 range. Just get there. Get that. Just do it.
I figured it'd be that easy.
And maybe it's not. Maybe John Lynch would get on this radio program and be like, you're an idiot, and here's why. Here's the 10 reasons why. One, you would eat the taco thing at the Royals.
Cut the list. That's right there.
This is all 10 reasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I get a 49er fan who's frustrated for sure, because it is. It's annoying.
But you don't trade him because of the drama.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. That's just kind of baked in. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're looking at this going, okay, and I'm you just lost the Super Bowl. So going back is nigh impossible. One team this century has done it. So that's odds are stacked against you that you're even going to make a run.
Yeah.
So now everything's got to be perfect. No margin for error. Scooter 916 brings up the poor performances, particularly with Nick Bosa to start the year and then Deebo Samuel all season after their holdouts. Okay, so now we got, okay, let's scale back Brandon Ayuk's projection a little bit, assuming he sticks around. Okay. Let's see. And at the same time, all right, let's look around the NFC. Okay. Well, just in the division, Seahawks got a new coach. The Rams are going to be good. I think the Rams are going to be really good. You have the Cardinals with their quarterback back intact, and they're another year into their rebuild. Okay. Division's going to be pretty dang good. And then you look across and you go, man, Green Bay kicked the crap out of the Cowboys and then gave us hell at Levi Stadium. Okay. So, all right, we got to worry about that. Oh, and then the Lions gave us hell at Levi Stadium, and we're a couple of drop passes away from winning the NFC title game. Oh, and at the so they're coming. Oh, and all at the same time, they extended all before Brandon Ayuk got done. Their left tackle, their top wide receiver, and Jared Goff. All those guys got deals.
Yep.
And here are the Niners with no margin for error going, call us on July 25th. Yeah, that's when we'll do, like, dude, where's the urgency?
Yeah, it's because we don't know the negotiations, but I don't like the fact that it's always just going into training camp or whatever. It's always taking so long.
Well, it got reported on NFL media that they haven't even negotiated since May.
See, that's no good. Like, what are we?
That's crazy. You haven't been willing to talk?
Yeah. At that point, what are we doing here then?
Get on the phone.
Yeah. I know. I don't
get
it.
What are we doing? It's so I understand. So Aldrin J, I understand your frustration. The 49ers should not be trading Ayuk because of the drama.
Yeah, no.
This was, I wrote about this at Niners Wire. Like, this is always going to happen. The trade request just came at the point where everything was kind of like at a head.
Mm.
Where, dang, this is, we're really up against it. And oh my God, now he's requesting a trade. He's been posting stuff about Jaden Daniels, and he's got the Washington practice video. And oh my God, there's so much drama. And it's like, yeah, it's all kind of happened in the last month and a half. But if he had, the bigger worry would be if he had requested a trade right before the draft. That's the larger concern.
I'm kind of stuck on that whole they haven't negotiated since May thing. I don't get that at all.
I don't either.
And I'm kind of like with Ayuk in the sense, if we're not going to negotiate, then yeah, let me get a trade then, I guess.
Right, and I think that's why he requested the trade. Uh-huh. It's like, I've done everything I can on social media. I've unfollowed. I've posted this video. I've posted this TikTok. Mm-hmm. I posted this thing with Jaden Daniels and the Commanders practice footage. I've done all this. So now the last card I have to play in my hand is this trade request. So here it is. Will you come to the table now? Kenny Caraway, it's time for the handoff. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk.
What is there to come to the table about if I'm the 49ers? What is it? The only reason to come to the table is if you're going to sign the contract. Mm-hmm. I've told you since May, it's $26-27 million.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to 30. Mm-hmm. You can do your interview with the pivot or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not coming to sign this contract,
sure,
we don't have to talk about anything.
Sure, but
camp starts on the 23rd. If you're there, you'll get your money. If
sure.
you're not, you know the fines.
Sure, but I think if Brandon Ayuk calls and says, okay, what about 28? Niners go, okay, yeah, we'll come up to 28. And they'll do that.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that they haven't been willing to even talk since May, when you've got a guy who's like, hey, can we meet? Can we have a literal meeting to figure out? This is bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Every other receiver's been paid. Market's set. We all know what it is. Can we hammer this out so this can be over, because this is affecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep bringing it up because this is the key point of all this. Scooter 916 in the chatty house said, like, look at what happened with Bosa. Bosa started really slow after his holdout. Now, granted, his went into September. His went into literally, if you've forgotten, his was not signed until there's the end of preseason, then there's a week, and then the regular season week starts.
Mm-hmm.
That was the week that he signed his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I don't think it's going to take that long. But again, Deebo Samuel had his holdout in 2021. Trade request, the whole thing. Niners had to fly to Miami to go talk to him. As a whole, it was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
2022 Deebo, pretty disappointing. That's the rub for me. Where there's not, you just talk it out then.
I'm giving one side of it. I do think they need to talk it out or have a conversation. Your offer can stay the same and you can still have the conversation,
right?
But you could talk to the guy or whatever the case may be. When it comes to those guys like Deebo and Nick Bosa starting slow, they got to take some responsibility for that too. Like, you what were you doing? I'm sure you were working out, but were you doing or whatever the case may be? I understand negotiating and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could have came to camp. You could have been a hold in. You could have done all that. So
you could have risked injury.
You could have. But you not being ready and not performing is not the 49ers' fault. It's not.
No, I don't disagree.
And real quick, and if you're going to do all that, you better be ready to play. Like, if you're going, I'm a hold out, I'm not doing all this. I don't, like, right now with Brandon Ayuk, if he holds out and all this other stuff, I don't want to hear about, oh, the negotiations made me have a slow start. No, bro. You did all this. You held out. That's part of the risk of holding out is you may not play well.
Do you guys think he's being unreasonable?
Yes.
I don't think so. Because we talk about, like, these players getting paid what the market dictates. The market is higher now. I'm not saying he's got to get $35 million, but the market probably says now, after everyone getting paid, yes, I would pay Brandon like $30 million if I had it or whatever.
Yeah, I ain't got it, though, number one. And number two, the market probably said, like, I don't know if you guys talked about that top 10 list from the GMs. And mm-hmm. He's 10.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's in that, like, 7 to 10 range, depending on where you're looking.
That's
what we talk about all the time, like, pay these players what the market dictates.
That's not 28 tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the market ain't 30 for him. The market is, like, 26 to 28.
I think I agree.
And that's what he's being offered.
See, I'd go 28 to 30.
30 ain't, he not.
Because that's what guys need to start getting paid now.
Judged by what the market is, he not 30.
Like, CD's going to get 33 or whatever round there. Jamar Chase still going to get paid. Brandon Ayuk can come in after that. He's a top 10 receiver.
Yeah, I think that's why I think he's in the $28 million range.
Yeah.
Here, let me pull this up.
Yeah, what was that? Because they had a couple guys on there.
Because if it's me, like, call it with, like, Jalen Waddle's my guy or whatever, but I'm Brandon Ayuk, yeah, you paid a number two receiver on that team like that. I'm the number one here.
I mean, I understand that, but
like, he's doing nothing different than what I mean,
okay.
We've asked
average,
all these players to do.
Average annual value. Justin Jefferson, 35. He's not getting that, right?
No.
Nope.
AJ
That's
Brown.
Where we start.
AJ Brown at 32.
You're not getting that.
Not getting that. AJ Brown, much longer track record. Amon-Ra St. Brown, his average annual value is 30, mm-hmm. but when you get into that contract, it's closer to like 27.
And that's what frustrates me about the 49ers. Just doctor the
number. Put the funny money
yeah,
in.
Yeah, doctor it up and something. Make this guy yeah. like feel good. Like, doctor, that's where I get upset with the 49ers. You can do that.
Yeah, Amon-Ra St. Brown's at 30, quote-unquote. Tyreek Hill at 30, quote-unquote. Jalen Waddle, 28,250,000. Devontae Adams, 28. You get Devontae Adams money? You get $28 million?
And he's not better than Devontae.
Cooper Kupp, 26.7. You get him in that $28 million. I think that's a sweet spot. It's just, is it a quote-unquote overpay? Maybe a little. But that's an overpay for your new franchise quarterback who the Niners believe, whether you do or not, mm-hmm. is not relevant right now. The mm-hmm. 49ers believe deeply that Brock Purdy is their guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have his favorite target here up for contract, and right before you give him $60 million plus dollars a year, you're going to tell his top target, like, see ya. We got Ricky Pearsall.
Hey,
that's tough.
I understand, but like this is the other part of the Brandon Ayuk situation that I don't understand. Is they're not disrespecting you. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be one thing if they was offering you $17 million, brother. Mm-hmm. I'm offering you 26.
Not negotiating since May is a little disrespectful.
Yeah, I think they're saying what Kenny is, and apparently so. Apparently they've told him like he's not a number one receiver. They don't view him that way. Like all this, like of course they're going to say that. That's what negotiations are. It gets uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know why with the market already set, I don't know why you're not just alleviating some of this pressure on your player
mm-hmm.
and being like, all right, we know we're coming up from this number. It's July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saving any coin here by waiting 2 weeks to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Just get him in here and get it done.
Did you see the Pivot interview?
Some of it.
I've talked about it a lot. Because people were talking to me about it when it happened. I didn't watch it. And, I was like, all right, you know, I'll check it out. And it was a little eye-opening, so to speak. And it made me, if I felt that way the first time I really like heard Brandon Ayuk speak, it made me wonder, has he always been like this? Hmm. Like, do they deal with this all the time with him?
Mm-hmm.
And is this why they're kind of like taking a hard stance with him?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, for those who hadn't seen it, it was just like, yo, I don't think he's a bad guy. He did come off a little self-centered.
Well, in this situation, he should be.
I'm sure 75% of NFL players are like that.
Yeah.
That's fine, but that doesn't...
It's what we just talked about with Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson not taking... Because I made the joke, because Jalen Brunson took $113 million less than he could get next year, whatever it was, and I made the joke, like, why isn't De'Aaron doing that? And Jesse was like, no, get your money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, like 1,000%. That was a joke, by the way, on the De'Aaron part. That was 100% joke. De'Aaron should be waiting to get his maximum amount of dollars possible, 100%.
Right.
I think that's what Brandon Ayuk's about right now. Is, hey, they're offering me 26. I think I'm worth 30.
For me, the number should start at 28 with him.
No, I should start at 26. But this is what
you're undervaluing him at that point, though.
But this is what I say, and I said this the other day. You can go get your money. You may not be able to get it here, but go get your $30 million and go to New England. Mm-hmm. Have them give us a first round pick and a starting offensive lineman.
Or Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, and you can get your $30 million. And we'll mm-hmm. see what numbers you do. We'll see what happens on our next contract.
Do you mm-hmm. think so?
Get your $30 million. Like right, he's
contract.
He's cutting his nose despite his face. Like, you take your 26 here, you keep putting up these crazy numbers.
It doesn't work like that, though. It doesn't work like that, though. That's all hypothetical. He can get hurt, blow his knee out, and then he's done.
Or
it doesn't work like that.
Like I said, if I was advising, I'm like, all right, if you want a $30 million, go to New England, play with Luke, what's his name? Drake May. Play with him. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens in 3 years when you're up for another contract.
I believe in Brandon Ayuk more. I think he's a legit receiver.
I do too.
He might be, but they stink. Patriots stink.
You still get paid, though, if you put up numbers.
The other thing, real quick, is we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing for the Niners at this point is now that he's requested a trade, they can't set that precedent that trade request equals contract.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have to like wait this out and be like, all right, well, now we got to wait a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
how much is Debo getting right now annually?
23-something.
Okay.
Yeah. Not 26.
Sign the contract, Brandon. Sign the contract.
Get it to 28.
Vibing today?
Vibing today.
Love it.
Yeah.
Can't wait. D'Lo and KC coming up next. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. We will be back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Producers. 10 a.m. on the Producers. Spinoff show of the Insiders is sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. Until 10 a.m. tomorrow, drink water and be nice, people. Boop!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.